Hey, good evening and welcome to another edition of Sports Wrap. This evening our edition will be a bit abbreviated because of some other radio commitment which begins at 8 o'clock, so we only have 1 hour, but nevertheless we'll try to make it as interesting and absorbing as usual and exciting as usual. My name of course is Ozzy Lewis. And with me in the studios is
Lockhart Sebastian. As you said, it's 7 o'clock. The town hall meeting starts. The Labour Party town hall meeting starts.
We go till seven. Right.
But the workers' program will be off because the town hall meeting starts at 7.
Right.
The Labour Party town hall.
Our
meeting.
Program ends at 7.
At 7, right.
That's the main point.
No, but you said that.
Yes.
But it's 7. The town hall meeting starts.
At 7,
the Labour Party town hall meetings.
Right. So, right.
We have Lobi on, by the way.
We have Lobi Black, of course, in the Big Apple. That's where he is, ensconced in the Big Apple.
Sorry, New Jersey.
New Jersey.
How are you doing,
Ozzy? It's a fine day. Doing well.
How about you, Lobi Black? You okay?
Praise God.
Right.
I made a few fans
too. For now.
Okay.
Yeah, I met a few fans
very
today
important.
Who told me how much they listen to the program.
Everybody
you know, everywhere
listens.
Everywhere I go to, you know, even today I was at the hospital for quite some time. Some guys came up to me.
Did you see Barry at all?
I called him. I spoke to him.
In the hospital, still there?
Yes, he's still in the Alford ward. I thought he was back home.
Wow.
But I called him today. He was still at the hospital. And he is an amputee. He lost half his foot.
Very sad.
So, Francois, I hope you're listening. He told me he tried to get ready to listen to us this evening.
Wow.
I want to wish him all the best. But it has happened, and he has been amputated. So, but he seems to be in high spirits, Lockhart.
Well, that's the important thing, to be in
high spirits. I think he did go to Barbados hoping to have some.
He went after that?
No, he did go trying before. But he came back.
They couldn't do it.
It was much too expensive. One or the other.
But again, talk about it. This is a man who was a member of parliament.
Yeah.
You would think that the authorities would try to help him.
But
you know it is in this place already.
But he actually went to Barbados and came back. Probably didn't stay there more than a few hours.
Man.
So I don't know if it's a price or whatever it was. Told him they couldn't do anything for him.
And that's the problem in Dominica.
But the long and short of it is that eventually he had to be amputated. So
very tough.
But
was it? Did he lose a toe? Was his toe that
he
was?
He told me half of half his leg, more than a toe. I thought it was just a toe.
That's not fun.
But he seemed to have half his leg. So, is something much bigger than just a toe?
Well, we don't. Let's not even go into that.
I don't know those details.
Really don't even want to get into that.
Yes. It's graver than we thought.
Yeah, man. Yes, this is not something you want to be talking about.
No, we don't want to talk about it. But he appears to be in good spirits, as I guess he realizes that if it's a done deal, there's nothing you can do about it against you.
Yeah,
nothing is done. The more you grieve over it, the worse for you, you know.
Yeah, but you know.
Yeah.
But sometimes you wonder if better could not have been done.
Yeah.
I mean, if we had the right equipment, the right professionals, and that sort of thing.
If it would,
things could not have been better.
Yeah. It's my wife, and if she hadn't gone to Trinidad,
well, who knows?
She would have been an amputee as well.
Who knows?
You're quite right. It could have been done.
So you wonder if you, and the problem in Dominica, a lot of people will perish,
some of them. End up in their lives of amputees who should not be amputees.
Because of some of them, people cannot afford to go overseas,
right.
So people will struggle, end up with all sorts of ailments and die and everything else.
And we'll be left in the walking wounded. Anyhow, we have Mr. Lobi Black in yes, Lobi, you're saying something?
Are you all still in festive mood? Western is 1-3-2.
Well, yes, my item is the West Indies have won a series, T20 series, about four or five years.
Against India, they just won in South Africa this year.
Back-to-back series.
And Paul Will as captain and won back-to-back.
Paul Will has to get all the plaudits. For the captaincy, and he seems to have done a very good job.
Only thing,
I don't think he should try bowling too much. I don't like his bowling, you know.
Our ranking gone up?
Pardon?
Well,
Our ranking is just...
Well, it wouldn't carry too far below Australia. Way below, yeah.
Australia number six, you know, in ODIs. ODIs,
yeah.
Australia is number one in cricket, in the test cricket, of course. And India is number one in T20. Mm-hmm. West Indies now number six. Mm-hmm. Very high for West Indies, number six. And Australia number six, West Indies number seven.
Oh.
Yeah. In the ODIs. England about number three or something like that. So congratulations to West Indies. They beat an Indian team. To me, it's not the biggest, strongest of Indian teams. We can look at that in more detail, but still it's a victory.
True.
And it should do the West Indies morale a whole lot of good. Of course, the focus is on the World Cup just a few weeks away, the 50 overs World Cup, the real World Cup. And Australia has named the team already. England is a gang, have 15 names.
Well, they named 15 yesterday, and that could very well be team.
And Stokes is on that team.
Stokes has made
a retirement, yes, because he said only test cricket, but now Stokes is, because he was quite a success in the last World Cup in England.
Well, he probably got a batsman, though, he'll hardly bowl.
Well, to me, he's primarily a batsman, although he's quite a useful bowler and a marvelous fieldsman, and seems to be a great tactician. So they'll do very well.
What about
Stokes.
West Indies, our team?
But we have no team. We're not in the World Cup, blah, blah.
We're not in the team. West Indies is not in the World Cup.
I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
That is something to even think of it. It sounds shocking, but it's true.
Of course
the West Indies are not in the World Cup, which they won the first two versions and were finalists in the third version and a strong competitor in many other editions. This time, they can't even make the final 10. 10, you know, they can't make. So it's something that's very...
What was humiliating?
Yes.
The most, what was humiliating that we had to qualify and teams that never existed, you know, in cricket?
Associate teams. Teams that, you call them associate teams, like Papua New Guinea, Oman, and these teams. And Nepal, you could hardly pronounce the bloody names.
UAE
and all of them beating West Indies, and the famous beating they got in the end from these people from the
Scotland,
the Dutch,
the Holland, Dutch, the Netherlands. Yeah.
Netherlands gave them a song beating, scoring three.
Scotland beat us as well.
Scotland beat West Indies too. It was, as I said, they were like a lava bowling. That's the term they use. You know, the great West Indies. Yes, but. We'll talk about that in more detail. Just to say that those who follow tennis, that Jannik Sinner, a guy who looks very much like our local DJ Slim here, and I showed that to DJ Shan, he agreed with me that Jannik Sinner looks like the picture. You'll see Jannik Sinner and see Slim.
You're right.
These guys look very much alike. If Slim opens, throws off his hair, like it's just a picture. Same height.
I agree with you.
You agree with me? Well, for the time I saw Jannik Sinner, the Italian, 2 years ago, I said this guy is the picture, the living image of DJ Slim here. And DJ Shan has endorsed that. But Slim said he wish he had half the money that Jannik Sinner had. Jannik Sinner is worth about over $20 million already. By the way, he won the Masters for the first time in the Toronto Masters. It's called the Rogers Cup. And Jannik Sinner beat Dimitrov, who's an Australian player. And Jannik Sinner won. But the following week in Cincinnati, where they're playing now, the Masters, just before the fourth Grand Slam starts, a couple of weeks from now, the Grand Slam gets underway, the US Open, they call it, final Grand Slam of the year. Slim, that's not Slim, but Jannik Sinner, he lost a match. And Novak Djokovic is playing.
What's that? DePaul beat Alcaraz.
Oh yes, I have to mention, could you remind me of that? A fellow called Tommy Paul, a guy is about Paul, maybe 27, 28. He beat the great Alcaraz, number one ranked player in the world, beat him. And beat him quite well too, a week before last in Toronto.
They are playing right now, you know. They are playing right now.
The same two players?
Great delayed game.
Okay. Yeah,
the same two players. They are playing right now.
All right.
There's a delay because The first two sets, 1-1. They are into a tight. They are into the third set now.
Tommy Paul and Carlos Alcaraz
leading 4-3.
Boy, that was a great game week before last. Yes, won by Tommy Paul. Surprise defeat of Alcaraz. Novak Djokovic played a match two nights. Or maybe was it last night? Last night, I think it was. But the match was a walkover because the guy got sick. The opponent guy. Called Ficona, a Spaniard.
He had some back spasms
and had to give up, yes. So Novak didn't get a good workout last night. But
Djokovic
he's back.
Has a tough... Our friend, Morpheus, is playing very well, you know, these days.
Oh, yes. Morpheus. Morpheus is the one who is playing very well, you know. Oh, yes. He has to play Novak today in the round three in Cincinnati. They call it the Western and Southern Masters. So
Djokovic
is playing against Morpheus. Morpheus has been regenerated, I would say. This man is playing great tennis. Morpheus, he had a great game. But last night, there was a shocking thing.
I don't know what the hell is happening.
Wawrinka beat Tiafoe in Cincinnati. Did you see that match, Lobi?
We lost you.
Did you see Lockhart?
No, as I told you, well, last night I was watching cricket.
Wawrinka is 38.
I was watching cricket last night.
Oh, you know Wawrinka.
Yeah, I know. Stan Wawrinka, yeah.
Yeah.
He won about three Grand Slams, right?
Stan, man, three Grand Slams. Mm-hmm. He's 38 now. He beat Francis Tiafoe, the high-ranked number 10 in the world, Australian. Beat him badly in two straight sets. And Novak, I told you, played a match which was aborted because the opponent, a guy from Spain called Fokina, pulled up some back problems. So in a week or 2 weeks from now, we're going to have the fourth Grand Slam, and that should be interesting in the U.S. Open Lockhart. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that. So we have cricket, the CPL began last night, Lockhart. You saw, what's the match last night? Very interesting match last night.
Yes, and Lucia.
The Central team lost.
Jamaica, tonight you have Barbados playing.
Right, so the CPL is on. And what do we have again?
Somebody on the line?
Somebody want to join us here?
Good night.
Hello, evening.
Good night, everybody.
Evening, yes.
Okay, I know the program short tonight.
Mm-hmm. Very short.
Wawrinka, I'm all.
Yes.
If you notice Wawrinka playing well now, you
very well at 38.
Bang now, you know.
Mm-hmm. He outplayed Francis Tiafoe. He's a ranked number 10 in the world. Yes.
Another thing, what do you think of Sloane Stephens? To me, she's going, she lost, you know, today.
Say, Sloane is not the power she was before. No, she's not that prominent as before. She's lost her sting. Yeah, remember she won the French some years ago, eh?
Yes.
And she was always a top contender. But right now, she has gone down. She's a bit...
even playing a little better than her to me.
Who's that?
Coco.
Oh, yes. Coco is playing better than Sloane Stephens. Sloane has gone down quite a lot. I think probably she has some... Is she getting married or something? And I'm not too sure. She may have some other problems, Elizabeth, you know?
Uh-huh.
So you see your boy Stan the Man. I thought he was one of your favorites. Yes, that's Elizabeth White, our famous tennis fan. Right, Lobi, are you with us now? Can you hear us? We can see you, but we're not sure you can hear us.
I'm hearing you. I don't know what happened. I find tonight the reception is not the best as last week.
Okay, well.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I think the engineer said something to the internet. I don't know. So,
it's possible.
Or is it your internet or the internet? His own, Lobi's internet.
I do not know.
So we have to check your system then.
Can you hear me right now?
Very clearly. Very clearly.
Okay, that's good.
I can also see you clearly.
But it goes.
Goes and comes.
It goes on and off.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Let's proceed.
Lobby's network. I'm told, I'm advised that it is your network is the problem, Lobi. So you may have to check on that. Anyhow, guys, apart from cricket, you always look at a little salvo before Locke Sebastian. I just want to.
Also, by the way, did you go to the spring day at the lawyer thing?
No, I would have gone there.
Because you know what I felt when I heard that, I'm saying to myself, a retired man like you, you're not in the flush of youth. Why would they want to burden you, tell you come in the night? Why would you want to have something like that in the night? At 7 when you should be at your home relaxing. And I find to me, it's like deliberate, this town hall meeting, and people talk about consultation. As far as I'm concerned, these are Labour Party town hall meetings where they bring their people there. They have the person that conducting, if you, what's her name? I don't even know.
Francine Baron.
Right, and she...
Chairperson, yes.
Yeah, and then you have all these Labour... It's a show, Aussie. Yeah. And I mean, and then you tell me you're going to have a consultation in Portsmouth.
Right, go to Sally Bear. To the Grand Bay.
Foolish in Dominica.
I mean, come on, man.
Some people don't know what is going on.
And the whole thing is a show.
A show. But look at the whole West Coast.
It's cosmetic.
Nothing in the West Coast. You know? Yeah. Because nothing in the Northeast.
Yeah.
Because obviously they don't want to hear the views of these people because they know. I mean,
but then even listening to the so-called quote-unquote in commas, consultation, when a Labour Party or pro-Labour Party speaks, or somebody who's not in favour speaks on the other side, they are rebutted and rebuffed.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's ridiculous. It's a discussion. It's not a political thing to cover arguments.
But that's what I'm telling you, Ozzy. This is a town hall meeting.
They're both rebutted and rebuffed.
I mean, this is a show. And it's like a puppy show. And
it's a show.
And I'm saying...
It's a what do you call...
Less people in Dominica decide.
Yeah.
There's no way this guy is going. It's just a show to say that did something. That
anything
is all.
You bring up, these guys are fighting back.
Look at how this lawyer...
pushing back.
The lawyer was talking to Ellis Knight.
Yes.
And this lady tried...
Everything. That little MP.
Baron.
Developing into almost a quarrel almost.
Only this thing is a joke and...
Yeah, a straightforward point like that. You couldn't see that from the outset, what Ellis Knight was trying to say. And you went... all along the mulberry bush, that nonsense.
And then
the young lady, well, it's night, I have to applaud her.
Yeah.
She's a very brave, I know, I worked with her.
Well, I've been like,
I was a magistrate for years, and she appeared in my court. She's a brilliant girl. Yeah.
Oh, and she was making, well, also to be honest, I never listen to that.
Girl.
I only hear when we have a caller left, it's girl. Good night. Hello, caller. Okay, he's probably listening to the radio. Yeah.
This whole thing is what they call a charade.
A show,
a
farce. A town hall meeting.
A travesty, a mockery.
Well, what happened? The Labour Party haven't had meetings since the election.
Yeah.
So they have gotten an opportunity to have meetings all about the place.
Yeah.
To talk their nonsense.
Yeah.
And all sorts of foolishness you hear.
Anything somebody brings up, they only push back. So you can know where they're coming from. It's a waste of time and money.
But they're making it too obvious.
Yeah.
You say you're going to have a meeting in Grand Bay, in
Salibia.
Okay, what about people in La Plaine and Monjon? What about people in Salisbury and St. Joseph and Maho? What about people in Wesley and Marigot? This thing is a nonsense. We have another question.
It's a total charade. A charade. Yes, good night. Evening.
Hello? Yes, good night, gentlemen.
Evening.
The question that arises is where is the Electoral Commission in all of that? Where is the chairman? Where are the members in all of that? Where are they? That is the question that we need to ask ourselves. Thank you.
I see a picture of Duncan Stowe. Duncan Stowe sitting as this.
Oh, he's in that too, is there?
Yeah, I saw a picture.
Of him?
Yes. Sitting down like a spectator in a place. He's the chairman of the Electoral Commission. The man is sitting down like an ordinary camp follower, you know.
But also, I'm happy you mentioned that.
I saw
that.
In my own eyes.
To me.
And the fellow, when a fellow called Jean-Jacques, he's a PhD.
No, who is that guy, by
this
the way?
This guy almost made me puke. Jean-Jacques is the number one stupid ass in the excuse my language.
No, but people love you.
The man was talking about things, and even facts, you know.
Who is that guy that could talk rubbish?
He even
like
said
that?
The email Tony Asafan sent years ago And the email didn't mean what it said, that people had a different narrative, a false narrative, and the opposition had stood that up. The man is calling for more draconian measures. He's calling for more dictatorship. He called for more. He said no. And
it's people must speak.
He said it must pass a law for people with this misinformation. So he said that the planes landed and so on last election, and people coming to vote impersonating, you must be jailed for that.
What do you know?
Say you pass a law.
You know, it's people like that who cause riots in places.
And they give Skerrit more comfort in his nonsense.
Well, if you're a guy like that, he's singing for his breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Sibo, yeah. I was mad last night.
I don't know who that guy is. I don't even know who he is.
The man is supposed to be a PhD in political science, talking that crap in the public like that.
Well, somebody said he's a PS now, so no wonder man, in tourism or
so
something.
So these people control the policy and thing in Dominica. God help Dominica. Gosh, that turned my inside. I was boiling.
I can imagine. Well, that way I could not
I
listen.
I am telling you.
I don't listen to that, okay. So I would not get, my pressure will not go up. Let's take that caller.
He's talking about the email.
That's it. Ozzy will come. Good night.
Gosh, man.
Yes, PhD could mean many things, you know. It could be perfect damn fool, too. And I said, thank God I don't have education, but I have common sense and I can think for myself. That person would have done a better job than that doctor, that so-called doctor.
You're degrading blessings, man, to mention blessings, man. You're degrading blessings. Blessings is one of the most brilliant guys in Dominica. Joking.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, why would they have people like that on the radio
didn't hear him?
I don't listen to speaking out. Or is it better? I heard it today.
For your health, yeah.
You don't want to be your pressure. Because when you hear a nonsense like that, you get so annoyed.
I am very mad about that. That was the worst I've ever heard, you know.
Well, that is why I say people talk about consultation. These are town hall meetings. The Labour Party have not meeting for a while, so they're having their meetings now. We have another caller. Good night.
Good night, gentlemen. Good night, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I never thought Dominica had too much, what do you call, extortionist. Anyone who got rich from extortion and robbery, they are extortionists. And they've never come. They've never come. God save Dominica, as I said before. Thank you very much.
Well, all the people are saying things about this guy, but we cannot mention it on the radio. Somebody said he's the acting permanent secretary, Ministry of Tourism. So we will not say thing what they're saying. Yeah, I don't think it's good for broadcast, really. So we'll leave it like that for them. But he seemed to be some guy, kind of person, I'm saying, a guy who is singing for all his meals. But we're not going to personal
To call him a party hack.
Well, I think it's more than...
It's an understatement.
Yeah. He's a kind of person singing for all his meals. And even afternoon too. Like in the old days, they're doing rough kick and squash for afternoon. So probably even that he's singing for. We have another caller. Good night.
Good night, Mr. Lewis.
Yes, sir.
Sibo and Mr. Lewis, what's the criteria you have to meet? If you live in outside of Dominica and you want to take part in our election, what is the criteria you have to meet?
Well,
because I Tony has been putting an argument outside saying that the people that live in overseas selling barriers, they're selling money. Is that the criteria we have to meet? Isn't there a criteria that people living overseas have to meet?
Yeah, but you know, as you talk about Tony Astafan, you know.
Yeah.
He lives in Antigua, Aussie. They're fighting the voter ID cards. Before the election in Antigua earlier this year, Vivian Richard, who is a national hero, the day before election, he couldn't find his ID card and he was all going crazy. Him Tony's pressure almost went up because although he's a national hero, he couldn't vote without it. He eventually found it. So where he lives in a place where you have to have your vote and it's a voter's ID card. I'm not sure if they have the biometrics. But no, they don't want voter ID card here in Dominica. They want a national ID card.
They're
fighting. What is it so wrong about sanitizing the list?
Why
taking out dead people on the list? Re-registering people? What is so difficult?
Why is it so difficult in Dominica to have a level playing field? Why?
They told me a guy went talking nonsense about saying Nicholas George wanted people to put $50.
Complete distortion.
Rubbish. But what I'm saying, Ozzy,
the chairperson should never allow that.
I was not going to ask you. Where is the chairperson?
That foolish fellow, a lobby fellow. Saying about pay $50 to be a member.
And lying, what do you mean? Lying.
And the chairperson stayed there, and knowing this guy is talking the untruth, she didn't correct him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let's take the next caller.
That's a waste of time, man.
Good night.
When you hear billions of dollars outside there, and you know if you give Dominicans what is due to them on a level playing field, you will spend your life behind bars. Will you allow it to be free? You ever see a rat set a trap for itself? Mm-hmm. It is the people of Dominica that has to take the control now in their hands. If the government doesn't want to give it to the people have to make up their mind, mm-hmm. be what it may or may what it be, we have to take it. It is our own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems...
So many dead people getting up on the burial ground and going vote. That is unacceptable. Why are you fighting the people of Dominica? You don't want to give voter ID card. Is it because you are so much wealth that you cannot give an account for? Is it because dead people are getting up? You are supposed to be the servant of the people. Why are you fighting?
Yeah. All right, thank you, Kobe.
Thank you.
But look at this thing is a farce.
Well, as I say, these are town hall meetings. That's how I describe them. Yeah. They haven't had meetings since the last election.
Yeah.
They have a chance to come and talk their nonsense, fool people with rubbish, select where they want to go.
Yeah.
And now you have a meeting, and we're inside where Ross University. That's where they have it, you know, in Portsmouth. So they have it selected, so anybody can go there.
Intimidating places.
Policemen like him.
Police are wrong. So
they select their thing.
Yeah.
They bring who they want as chairperson. Yeah.
And after they bring the observers, and after they say, well, they had observers there, they had so-and-so there, so-and-so there. And the bloody chairman of the election sitting like a spectator all three nights. He hasn't said a word.
But also going back, you know, and I'll say, you know.
Not a word.
As far as I'm concerned now, there's no electoral commission. Anybody know that saying they're a member of the electoral commission is foolishness. There's no electoral commission. In fact, nobody should recommend anybody to be on any electoral commission.
And when this girl comes up as leader of the opposition, that's nonsense. Why should she be the leader of the
opposition? Well, I don't want to hear about that. That's another one I don't want to hear about at all.
Leader of the opposition.
That's another joke, story.
Man.
Let's take this caller. Another story. Good night.
Good night, Thibault. Good night, Mr. Aziz.
Good evening.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good program.
Thibault,
let me tell you, they cannot sanitize the list because they know people, they give people the names on them. They register them on them. So they cannot take out the name. That is why they're afraid.
Boy, this thing is
sick.
Sickening. It's just sickening. And people have to accept that in Dominica. People have to have, like, you begging for something. You should be, automatic.
Yeah.
You begging for something that
the other countries had all had trouble.
No,
getting
you never
heard
that.
Antigua,
nowhere.
Jamaica, Saint Vincent, Barbados. They ever had that problem?
Nowhere. Only in Dominica.
They ever paid a person $650,000 overseas to cut a one-man commissioner.
Yeah, give him money. Retire. Send his great-grandchild. Take the state's money. And put it on a show. So you give the impression that
gentlemen,
you did something.
Sebastian,
yes, Lobby.
Didn't we have assistance from the OAS, from CARICOM, from the EU?
But they provide reports already.
Many reports.
And they were set aside by the government, so they don't want that. Just last time. From the same bodies, all of them get reports already. My God, this tomfoolery keeps going on and on and on. When will it end? And you're going back to zero.
Yes.
The whole thing is, you are still coming back to zero.
And what will happen?
Take it from me.
But as I said, so they will pass their law, which will be worse than how it is now.
Worse.
It's the new law. When they will pass their
and
law,
they'll be more entrenched.
Well, with it will be like a dictatorship.
Yeah.
In fact, if you keep hearing this guy, I provided that. I did this. That's what
you
can
hear.
I did this.
When they rebut and rebuffing people, you can clearly see where they're coming from. They keep pushing back all the time. On the card, the voter ID card. Jeez, you.
Another is a lot of all the lines going. Good night.
Yes, good night again, Thibault.
Yeah, good night.
Thibault, I don't know if you heard it tonight, the newscast on this same radio station, that Roosevelt Square is asking people to forget the way he win before, and let's know everybody think about. I don't know if you hear that.
No, well, I not listen to the thing.
How he win that brought us to here we are today. It's what he did that brought us to here we are today. Why he want us to forget it? He telling us to forget all the way he win
stop talking about those things and just think about the consultation and where we can go from there.
Well, you're calling consultation, I'm saying it's a town hall meeting they're having. That's what I'm saying.
Tony,
what's his name now? Engineering.
He tried his best,
Tony Libla.
Yeah, but he was being rebutted by the prime minister every time.
The prime minister?
Tony couldn't speak.
She couldn't speak at all.
The chairperson, everybody.
And blocking him. Well, as I say, don't listen to that, because I don't find it's a joke. And as I will say again, to say you have electoral commission, there's nobody now in Dominica should be saying there's not any member of the electoral commission. There is none. They are bypassed. They have no power. So nobody now should be in electoral commission.
What is the role of those so-called observers again?
They're
on a flipping holiday.
To enjoy themselves in the hotel for 2 weeks, having fun. Per diem and enjoy
a holiday.
That's for 2 weeks.
Where they are, Kempinski?
Right, maybe that's where they are. Who knows? Let's take this call again. Good night.
Good evening, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Very good.
Well, we just want to know what the people from CARICOM,
what they're doing.
OAS and ACS and whatever else it is. We just hope that when they, after everything, they will give people their take on what they saw that was good and what they saw that was bad. For a man that say people love him so much, I don't know why he's afraid of doing the right thing.
Afraid of election,
boy. Keeping people with his ID card. See, boy, you know your boy used to sell himself. Listen up. You know your boy used to sell his...
By CB there?
Used to know boy used to live in Kennedy Avenue there. You know there?
Kennedy Upper Lane.
Kennedy Avenue. Lane.
Yes.
Right above the bamboo, some Haitian, that's...
The ocean, the guy in the bar. Okay, I know. Yes. Smith, yeah.
Right, the empty lot that was there, Sibu. Sibu, you know how many people registered on that empty lot there, in that fence there?
You serious?
Yes, so you want a voters list to clean? No, you know the voters list to clean. You know how many dilapidated houses in Rosu, in all Kuwez in Rosu. When we went there and the people, when we asked for certain people, they said, that person that live in there, that person doesn't live there. We don't know that person at all. Do you want the voters list to clean when all these people are on the list registered? No, you wouldn't want the voters list to clean. No, and we cannot start all over because the people that registered to vote in them places, they don't live there. They just came in there, they got the opportunity, and greedy and wicked people allow that to happen. They put that house there, so-and-so doesn't live there again, they're not there, let's put their name there. And that is exactly what went on in Roseau, I am telling you, from this, below Roseau, from River Street, all the way up to Newtown, Harlem area. That is what went on there. Vote putting people, just plugging them in. You come from Debouche, you come from Tukari, we need your vote in Roseau, and we will plug you there. And that is what that went on. And they know that. Have a blessed night, gentlemen.
Okay, good.
Well, obviously, we haven't got much time. We have to call the football guy to get what's happening. Because,
indeed, yes.
Yeah, we have to get him because we only have 1 hour tonight. We just have to let listeners know. We have to get out of here at 7.
At 7, we have to leave.
Because they have to be carrying the Labour Party town hall meetings.
The fast continues.
The Labour Party town hall meeting, that's how I describe it. That's definitely not a concept.
I will say the charade continues.
It's a fast, as you say. It's a town hall meeting with the Labour Party. They have not meeting since the last election. They have gotten a chance now all about having meetings.
The mockery continues.
And it's just a nonsense. And selecting areas where you're going to have meetings in Salibia, still, lots of people are fools. People that live in Dominica, they know what's going on. And then you talk about transparency.
Just to have a level playing field.
Yeah. You don't want that. You want to be able to say,
you want to
post.
I win an election. You don't want to lose ever. Yeah. Stay in there forever.
Yeah. Taking a break? Let's take a small break.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe, and Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins, and bidets. PVC piping, fittings, and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Hello, welcome back to Sports Wrap. It's now 6:39. Do we have Eggy on the line?
Abby Lawrence.
Yes.
Abby, good night. You on? Well, people
good
want
night,
to.
Mr. Sebastian. Good night, Mr. Lawrence.
People
good
want
night,
to know Abby. What happened Abby. Last week, and we hear about well, the close to this weekend we might have a champion. So tell us about it.
Oh yes, they're going to have a champion
well,
this weekend.
This weekend is decision making weekend. Not by me, not by the DFA, but I carry the hat for the DFA. So this weekend we will see rather an interesting encounter because some teams are preventing, will be contesting to prevent themselves from being relegated, while the other will be looking to keep Dubla gasping for breath. So for the Premier League, on Friday we have Plumet Halen coming up against Valvoline United at the Stockton Training Centre. That's on Friday at 6:30. And the Sagico South East will come up against Tranquility Beach Middleham United at the Stockton Pacific Training Centre on Saturday. However, there is an interesting encounter between Bombers of Portsmouth and LA Stars at the Stockton facility as well on Saturday. But the interesting game is between Blue Waters Bath Estate and Central Cooperative Credit Union Limited Dubla. Anything happens on Saturday, Dubla will emerge champion. Mm. So it is left to see how Tranquility Beach and or South East plays the game.
When is the South East game? When is the South East game?
South East game is on Saturday at 4.
Where?
Stock Farm.
Okay.
Now, if South East wins, that
what
is
about if Dubla?
Hold on, Lobby, you let him finish.
What happened?
Red Lobby.
Go ahead, Lobby. Ask him the question.
If Dubla draw, if Dubla in the drawing, will they still be champion?
Well, that is interesting. Dubla has three games in hand. Mathematically, Dubla is 38 points and South East is 33. Mathematically, South East needs two more games, 39, to make it on South East. Last encounter will be with Dubla. However, Dubla last encounter may not be South East because they have 6-7 connects to play and another team. So again, it makes it quite comfortable for the Dubla team. A draw or a win will cause them to be victorious.
Okay.
Oh. Interesting indeed.
Very interesting.
So Dubla is a very good chance.
Well, Dubla, so what you're saying, Dubla actually needs 1 point in 3 games, right?
Just a point.
For 3 games. And so if it's need to win their 2 games, Outright.
So. Hence, the weekend is very interesting, and it's not just for the championship because we have Bombers from Portsmouth and LA Stars looking at the table of relegation.
So they are
playing as well. So one needs to prove to the other that hey, football dominance in the Premier League, we will overcome. Just like we united had an interesting encounter with from ex Harlem. So any of the three Bombers, Valvoline, We United, and LA Stars, they are looking at relegation. So at the end of the day, everything that's like this weekend is the decisive weekend.
That's interesting.
I have a question for you.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, go ahead, Louis.
I am hearing that. At Stock Farm, you all call it a training facility.
Training center. Training center.
Then why is there, can the name be changed in the name of some great footballer?
I cannot answer you at the moment. Interesting question, but you will have to refer that to the president and other members of the executive.
No,
I guess one of these
do,
good
how
days.
Do you feel about it, changing the name?
Well, Roby, I'm a novice in this thing, but I believe in giving credit where credit is, giving credit where credit is due. And if it is worth renaming after a great Dominican sportsman and a woman, so be it. Because we have to show and always keep the legacy going so that the young persons know who is who.
Yeah.
But we have, that shouldn't be a problem.
No. No, it should
that's
not be
a problem.
It will be a collective decision. Eggy will tell his own personal
collective
choice, you know.
Yeah.
Eggy has his personal choice, but he's the one who divulged that.
That's what I'm saying.
He
has his own personal choice, but he don't divulge it, but he'll go collectively with what.
Yes,
you know?
Very much so. But Lord, if you want it to be named after you, put him on.
No, brother. You have Hippolyte. One of the Joe Boys right there, who is alive. The police is right there.
Yeah, man.
We have ever had in Dominica.
I'm
not advocating for Emmanuel LeBlanc.
No. Well, I'm happy that there are others listening, and you are not the only person that came up with this sentiment. Like Mr. Lewis and Mr. Sebastian said, it's a collective approach. I believe as well, proper consultation should be given to the club to really do, because you might say, okay, this is your person. I might tell you on my end, we have Ron Green, who is a pioneer and champion in the football in the Southeast for almost three decades and more. So it's really, really something we should consider, but that's my own bias.
It has to be a collective decision, Eggy.
Yeah.
Eggy? Yeah.
Me alone cannot make that. But other exciting news. Other exciting news in the DFA, also our girls, our under 14 girls, are in Antigua to participate in a CONCACAF game, and they are in Group A. So Dominica's first game is against Anguilla tomorrow at 2 p.m. We are in Group A with teams such as Anguilla, St. Vincent, U.S. Virgin Islands, and Grenada. So Dominica will be competing against them on the 14 in Antigua.
Yeah.
And the next two go ahead now.
Yeah, the other question, you know, the football, the FA house itself, you have the Bathurst playing field. I find it myself, as a football house, you have the Olympic Committee right there. Mm-hmm. I think the field is an awful sight to have these two, you know, prestigious buildings, you know, next to each other. I think something should be done to maintain the field. What do you think of that?
Well, this one, it may appear to be my own bias, but I'm saying, and which you are rightly saying, that look at the football house, Patrick John's house, you have a park, Olympic Committee, a park there. Football has been contributing and is contributing a lot to the country. I ask myself, and I will get blows for it, but nonetheless, what is the sports division and government policy when it comes to maintaining community playing fields? What are their policies? We read very playing fields, because if the football association takes up the field, is it ours? Just like we can say, Stockton is our turf, we have rights to Stockton 24 hours, but do we have rights to the government facilities 24/7 and we can call it our own? Say, for example, I may get those, like I say, some great injection of funds will be placed at the Windsor Park Stadium by the FA. Are we enjoying the luxury of having a stadium game?
But don't you think that was an error to do that?
What?
Don't you think that's an error for the Football Association to be taking the fund to develop the Windsor Park when they have so many grounds where the country, around the country, they could have spent that money on?
It's not an error, because we ought to really augment what we have. If for example, they believe at the time that was the best move to do, I believe in doing it, but when it comes to making use of the facility, we should be considered as well. It should not be a place for CEO and free up the HMA place where we can nurture talent, huh?
Do you have the boys too, under 15 boys doing something for us as well overseas?
Well, they place number 4 in their league, in their zone.
4 in the zone.
We give credits to them.
Yeah, the under 15 boys, yes.
Much more is desirable.
Yeah.
Next week when we stick the lotteries, we will have a list of the under 17 girls that will be traveling to the Dominican Republic, as well as the senior national women's team that are preparing themselves for the leg of the competition together with the men. So you see, it's a packed.
Yeah, your hands are very full, Eggy. Very full,
yes,
very full.
Very, very packed program happening. And Sunday, it's during the course of the weekend, it's just the time now to decide. And those that are viewing, those that are listening to see, are we taking football to the new level that it should be, or are we just beating stones one on the other? But I believe in the new season that a lot will be happening in the Dominica Football Association. We'll be rest assured that you will see the much needed changes.
That's a solemn pledge from Abby Lawrence. Okay, right.
Abby, well, thank you.
Abby, thank you very much, man.
We'll speak to you next week again. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mr. Lewis. You're welcome.
People. Very well done.
Really. Good night, sir.
Thank you. Well done, Abby. Very well done.
So this weekend we should see the women's World Cup. You have the final is on Sunday between England and Spain.
The women's World Cup.
Sunday morning, England and Spain.
And Saturday, the third place.
Australia and Sweden are playing the third place.
Australia and England playing in the semi-final.
Right.
And England beat them 3-0.
3-1.
3-1.
In fact, the Spain game was
Spain.
That was a thriller. Yeah. I mean, the girl that second goal of Spain from about 40 yards, a left footer, man, that was something else.
So Sunday, what time, Lockett?
It could be, I have to check it, either 3 o'clock or 6 o'clock, okay. Sunday morning.
Yeah.
3 a.m. or 6 a.m.
All right.
So it will be Spain.
6 a.m.
6 a.m., yes.
6 a.m.
6 a.m., yeah. Usually in 154. Fox Sports, if you have
Fox
Flow.
154.
154.
Okay.
About 6 o'clock.
6 in the morning.
Yeah, the World Cup, Women's World Cup final.
That's the
between 10th, England.
6 a.m. on a Sunday morning. Time for my gospel music, you know.
Well, Aussie, what you can do, put your gospel music and not watch the picture on the football. So you don't have to hear the audio on the football. So take your gospel music.
On Sunday morning, you know.
Yeah. By the way, the St. Lucia won the toss, the batting against Barbados. The match starts in 10 minutes.
Yes.
The CPL in St. Lucia. So it's St. Lucia playing Barbados.
So St. Lucia lost their first match last night.
So they're playing Barbados. They have won the toss and they're batting. Alec Afanas is in Barbados team, but you know he's injured.
He's not well, I understand.
No, he has a broken hand.
Broken hand.
The left hand.
Yeah.
The firm.
From what?
He got injured when he played the last ODI, he got hit. So when I saw him, he was in Dominica, he was there for a whole weekend. I mean, when I saw him up to last Friday, he went back on Friday. So they're supposed to take out the cast this week and see when he will be able to play.
Therapy after.
So the match is about to start at 7 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, 7 o'clock. It's St. Lucia King. St. Lucia have won the toss and they're batting against Barbados.
What channel brings it?
On Sportsmax. Sportsmax. Yeah, carrying 7 o'clock tonight.
By the way, West Indies are going back to Australia
in January.
But they were last year.
Yeah, but they're going to play 2 test matches in Australia.
But they played 2 tests just last year, December.
But you know, Aussie,
why so soon?
Well, maybe Australia can't get, because they share the summer with Pakistan.
Yes.
So Pakistan will play 3, West Indies will play 2.
Yes.
But you know, the ICC need to step in your head. South Africa due to go to New Zealand to play 2 test matches in January, February. The South Africa, their T20 goes from January. South Africa cricket board are saying that the players must play in the T20. They asked the New Zealand board to reschedule the series. New Zealand said no. And they're saying now none of the test players, all of them have to play in the T20. So they might send a federate team to New Zealand. What? Can you imagine that?
Playing test cricket?
To play 2 test matches in New Zealand.
Man,
who... Graham Smith is the guy in charge of the
director.
T20, the director of the T20, and he's saying, well, all the players know that the the contract was signed, so they have to play in the T20. Can you imagine that?
Imagine that. They have to play above test cricket.
So New Zealand said, no, we are not shifting the series.
Yes, yes.
The dates were agreed on long time.
So they're saying a third-rate team will have against mighty New Zealand in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Instead.
So Non-Bavuma, all these guys,
that's dilute.
All of them are staying in South Africa T20.
Yeah. That's diluting the importance of Test cricket.
And you know, this T20,
that's diluting Test
right
cricket.
Now I'm getting fed up of it. A lot of them, I don't watch it though. Yeah. Too much of it now.
I hardly watch T20s.
Too much of it. I mean, sometimes you're there, you want to, but too much of it now. I just get fed up all over the place. Yeah. Look, but Sri Lanka has one going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Sri Lanka has one going on.
Too many.
All over the place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's really ridiculous.
Too many T20s.
By the way, Lobby, the World Championships are this week in Hungary, starting on Saturday.
I know.
It starts on Saturday, or is it the World Championship Athletics?
Athletics.
Mm-hmm. In Hungary. So we should see all the big names, Shelly Ann Fraser, all these people.
Who's from Dominica?
Lobby, is there anybody from Dominica taking part
in the World Championships?
Oh, yes,
Lafour.
Lafour, representing Dominica.
Yeah. Yeah. She's the only person that's qualified.
Ozzy, what we have to understand. Ozzy.
Yes.
What we have to understand is this. What the people have to understand. Sometimes, yes, you're talking about numbers. All right? You have to qualify. The standard presently in athletics is very, very challenging right now. All right? So there are some countries with maybe all like 10 million people. They only have 4 athletes who have qualified. So it's very tough. They're making it much more challenging right now. It's not easy right now. So for Lafour ranked probably top six in the world, top six or top 5 in the world in the triple jump.
Okay, that's good. That's all
right. So as long as she can get her run up right, she can be a contender. She could be in the top 3. Mm-hmm.
So we have no sprinters in that? Any sprinters on Dominica?
Any sprinter, it was sprinter qualifying.
You have to meet a mark, you know.
Lucia have a good contender in the women 100 meters.
In fact, because of her, that Puma now sponsoring the St. Lucia team. Puma, because of her.
Guys, before we forget, we haven't paid tribute to Sanderson yet, you know.
Oh, Bram, the guy died.
Fellow died.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't he a top athlete?
Yeah.
Representing Dominica overseas.
Yeah.
Has he been a medalist? Has he ever won medals?
I'm not sure, but he was one of our best cyclists.
An all-around athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes.
And he came to
a young man,
untimely death, age 30, I understand.
Young guy.
Brilliant young guy, died in Antigua. We should at least mention it, you know.
Yeah, well, you have.
I mentioned it. I want to pay tribute to him because, I mean, the guy died in a very unfortunate circumstance. Well, it was on a bike or what?
Bike got hit and
in Antigua.
A lot of people are dying, hit.
Did you know him, Bram Sanderson?
I didn't really. I saw a picture of him.
Lobby, did you know him, Bram Sanderson?
Very well, Ozzy. We were at the Commonwealth Games in Australia.
Commonwealth Games,
the
last
the first cyclist ever to represent Dominica.
Right, he did well, yes.
Just even, you know.
Yeah. So we have lots of top sportsmen.
On the.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, he was one of our top cyclists. At the time when he started, eventually, this guy from the south came in. This young boy,
Kuaf Baron,
made it very, very, very competitive.
Yes, yes. So but our condolences, family. And
I was shocked when I heard that he died in Antigua.
Yes.
There were two occupants. The other guy is in intensive care in Antigua also.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people getting hit and getting killed. People on bike getting killed by other people.
Bike thing, anyhow.
Yeah, bike and vehicle hitting them and killing them.
They said Sanderson was 30 years old.
31 or something like that.
Yes, 31, yeah. Very young guy.
And I mean, the guy was a Commonwealth Games participant, you know.
Well, Ronald Charles, I spoke to him earlier this week. It's a blow for them. He felt it. I mean,
You're a top cyclist as well until the Coath Baron fellow came. Yes, so Dominica's lost a premier sportsman.
Mm-hmm.
So our condolences to the family. I don't know.
Well, I guess he went to Antigua greener pasture, I suppose.
Yes.
To see if he could better his life.
At 30, he still had a lot of youth in him.
Well, the man had just started to live, Ozzy.
Died on the spot, you know, I understand.
Just started to
the way to the hospital.
And he's finished.
He had no chance, you know.
He's dead.
Serious head injuries.
Yes,
it's finished, man. It's really sad.
The family had need to be comforted in this moment, you know, Lobi. He's from where in Dominica? Yes. He's from where in Dominica?
He's from the he's either Wesley or Marigot, one of them.
Wesley or Marigot.
Or Marigot, yes.
Mm. So, well, our condolences from Sports Rap to the family of Bram Sanderson.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Cut down. Sad, very sad.
So young.
Young guy like that.
Skilled guy. It is unfortunate, and we commiserate with the family and friends, and all of Dominica feel that, because 30 years old, my.
Yeah, just had to leave.
Well, in the flush of youth, as you said, Simon.
Yeah, yeah, just had to leave, man. Just had to leave, and it finished, it's dead.
Yeah.
Bike again. Well, we've been told by. We only have a couple more minutes.
We have only 2 minutes left.
Yeah, because they have to cover this Labour Party town hall meeting, which starts soon. Yeah, but you call it a farce, Ozzy. I call it a town hall meeting.
That's I call it a charade as well.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, and nonsense every night, like that, you're bombarding people with this thing. Oh. You have people who are supposed to be doctors talking garbage on the radio.
Yeah.
You know, gentlemen, the saddest thing about it, Ozzy, as I said, we have had numerous reports already, you know, on that.
Numerous reports, yes, from the same organizations over and over. OAS, the Commonwealth Secretariat, all of them, every time they send the reports, you can't remember the 2019 election.
Yeah.
They send the things into all the a multiplicity of reports.
Listen, this thing, Lobby.
That's what all the local Dominicans who spend about 8 months or a year, the civic bodies here in Dominica, Pastor Rodney and our friend Tony, what is his name, Tony what?
Well, Severin McKenzie.
Severin McKenzie, these guys.
Tony LeBlanc.
This has spent a year and putting up good. So these guys didn't have come to naught. This thing is going on like a timeless machine, you know.
Ozzy, as I said a few nights ago,
it's breaking all records.
This thing I've been done to play, show the outside world.
Show.
I have been doing something. So when elected people can't say, thing, that's just a nonsense.
Yeah.
The guy doing that, they have their show.
Yeah.
They have their Labour Party town hall meetings, bring their people, they have their people to say, and then they do
so
their
when they give you we had 2 weeks consultation, we went there. It's a collective
thing. People in Dominica have to realize they have to do something for themselves. It cannot be just sitting down. And like I say, if you are an opening batsman and a fast bowler bowling
boxes, you expect anything different.
No, and I always said that was not
going to be. I never, not for one fleeting moment.
They got Byron to do what they want.
Byron,
all that, so.
And Byron's letter was transmitted on the report.
Yeah.
He said why he had to do certain things, you know. He mentioned
but
his
can
letter.
You imagine the same guy you're talking about said he called Byron? The same Jean-Jacques said he called Byron, you know, because he wasn't satisfied. He said that if you listen to him.
I probably didn't get that.
He called Byron.
Okay.
So anybody could have called Byron and tell him do this, do that.
Yeah.
So he said he called Byron.
Okay.
So you can imagine what has been happening with this Byron man. So many people have his number, they could have called him get him to do what they wanted. Yeah. Well, we have to stop, Lobby. Lobby, because I guess you all will listen, but I know I wouldn't listen. I'm going to watch some CPL cricket.
Yeah, so that's it, guys. Until next Thursday, we have to stop now because we have this, as Tibo calls it, the town hall meeting to bring for you. So, obviously, this on behalf of Locker Sebastian and our friend Lobby overseas, DJ Shan is the one on the console. Obviously, saying good night until next week, Thursday, for another edition of Sports Rap. Good evening.